KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly sunny sky here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 93, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy to cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms later and a low around 70. Currently 71 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In state news, three people were found dead inside of a house in Algona Monday night. Brian Wilson reports from Algona.
According to the Algona Police Department, a 911 call was received around 7:51 p.m. Monday, advising officers that a homicide had taken place inside a residence on the city's south side. Upon arrival, law enforcement discovered the bodies of three individuals inside the residence. Now, autopsies will be conducted on those individuals by the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office, as names are being withheld at this time, awaiting notification of family members. A statement from the Algona Police Department says there is no threat to the public as part of this investigation.
A Ringgold County man was arrested July 1st on a felony charge of theft in the first degree following an investigation into an abandoned trailer located in rural Ringgold County. The sheriff's office on Monday reported 44-year-old Scott Thurman of Delphos was taken into custody for possession of stolen property with a cash-only bond set at $10,000. Authorities say the VIN or vehicle identification number on the trailer had been removed, but after reaching out to the manufacturer and tracking the axle's serial numbers, the original owner was able to be identified through their computer system as KC Nielsen Limited. Contact was made with the owner, who had filled out a report on June 21st indicating the trailer had been stolen off their dealership lot in Lorenz, along with two new John Deere zero turn mowers and a pickup that was hooked onto the trailer. The pickup was a tan 2006 Ford F-150 four-door. Nielsen Limited also reported that they had a missing 2011 Bobcat S750 skid loader from their Harcourt, Iowa store on July 29th. A few miles from the abandoned trailer at 2632 State Street in Reading, a skid loader that matched the description was located in the yard. And after a visit with the homeowner to look at the skid loader, the serial numbers matched the stolen skid loader from Harcourt. A man from Promise City, Iowa, died Sunday afternoon when he was struck by a car in South Central Iowa's Wayne County. According to the State Patrol, the accident happened around 12:57 p.m. on Highway 2 in Promise City. Authorities say a 2018 Kia Forte driven by 25-year-old Paige Marie Mitchell of Seymour was traveling east on Highway 2 at the same time 67-year-old David Ray Curtis was walking southbound across the highway just east of Center Street. Once Mitchell saw Curtis crossing the street, she tried to avoid hitting him by braking and swerving to the left, but was unable to avoid striking the man with her vehicle. Curtis was transported by Wayne County ambulance to the Wayne County Hospital, where he died from his injuries. Officials of the Altoona Police Department on Monday identified the person who died from injuries they suffered in an accident at Adventureland Park as an 11-year-old male. Authorities say Michael Yarmio died following the accident Saturday evening on the Raging River Ride. The boy was among six people on a raft that overturned around 7:35 p.m. Police say an additional juvenile remained in critical condition at last report. The remainder of the passengers injured in the accident suffered just minor injuries. Authorities say also four off-duty Altoona police and two Altoona fire medics were working alongside Adventureland security when the accident occurred and quickly responded to the ride. First responders and witnesses helped free the riders and initiate life-saving measures. Park officials say the Raging River Ride had passed inspection last Friday before reopening to the public. The ride remains closed now while an investigation is underway. The names of the victims have not yet been released, with the exception of Yarmilo. And the Raging River had just reopened for the first time this season. The ride has been closed since last year due to the pandemic. Well, the Atlantic City Council tomorrow evening is expected to set July 21st as the date for a public hearing with regard to the sale of city-owned property at 101 Cedar Street. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee has agreed to sell the parcel to Cook Sanitation in exchange for the refuse company paying $2,000. The agreement says also the property will be sold as is, dilapidated house included. Cook Sanitation is required to have the home demolished by no later than December 31st of this year and have an industrial building on the site within 5 years or by August 2026. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will act on an order to limit street parking to the east side of Palm Street on July 31st for the Cass County Fair Association. They'll hold the second reading of an ordinance changing the method of elections to runoff instead of a current plurality takes all, which requires a person to get the most votes on the ballot to win, or 50 plus one. Under the current system, if there were five candidates for mayor, the person with 25% of the vote would be the winner. The alternative or primary system calls for a true majority of votes to win, with a runoff election if the vote is too close to call. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee recommends the election system be changed to majority runoff. On a related note, the council will hold the second reading of an ordinance changing the term of park board members from 6 years to four, as they have requested. They'll also act on an order to authorize initiation of abandoned property action with regard to demolishing Atlantic's blighted properties, and in this case, the site identified as 411 Birch Street. The council will act on an order to appoint councilperson Kathy Summers, along with Alexis Fleener and City Administrator John Lund, to the Housing Committee, which is the predecessor to the Atlantic Housing Task Force that's chaired by Bob Camblin, and is which exploring additional persons directly involved in residential home construction, property development, and banking for later appointment. Summers has agreed to assume the chair's position of that organization. Fleener and Lund were always intended to act as advisors and to be involved in the committee, but it was determined that formal membership should indeed occur. Atlantic Airport managers Lori and Barry Reed will report on the fifth annual Heads Up drag race that's set for September 19th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on that date. The event, they say, has grown each year with a variety of vehicles and their drivers who travel from near and far to participate. That is a check of the news this hour here on KJAN.